Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A joint rescue mission by U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish fighters frees about 70 hostages. Officials say the operation in northern Iraq was launched in response to information that the hostages faced imminent mass execution by Islamic State militants. One American serviceman was fatally wounded in the mission. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was questioned Thursday by a congressional committee investigating the 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya.
Despite all the previous investigations and all the talk about partisan agendas, I'm here to honor those we lost and to do what I can to aid those who serve us still.
Clinton spoke in measured tones about the deaths of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans at the consulate. Student protests show no signs of letting up in South Africa as students march to demand an end to tuition hikes. Anita Powell reports.
That's the sound of 2,000 angry South African university students and supporters who shut down a Johannesburg city block Thursday to demand that the ruling party deliver on its promise of free higher education. The protest comes more than a week after students at Johannesburg's University of the Witwatersrand first rallied against a proposed 10% tuition and fee hike. Protests over university costs have since spread across the country, forcing 14 institutions to temporarily close. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry voices a cautious measure of optimism that a solution can be found to defuse the current wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank.
We have to stop incitement. We have to stop the violence.
Kerry spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a visit to Berlin. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says he wants to deepen ties with Pakistan. Mr. Obama made the remarks during a meeting Thursday with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif at the White House. Mr. Sharif noted the depth of ties between the two countries. Mr. Obama is expected to press Mr. Sharif to revive peace talks between the Afghan government and its former Islamist rulers. Officials in Pakistan say a suicide bomber killed at least 10 Shiites and wounded many others in a remote southwestern region. The violence occurred in Bolan district in Balochistan province. A provincial home minister says the bomber, wearing a burqa, entered and blew himself up in a crowded mosque where people had gathered as part of a 10-day annual ritual called Ashura. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. Civil society leaders are calling for calm in Uganda, where political tensions are rising ahead of national elections set for February. Elizabeth Paulette reports.
Confrontations between police officers and opposition activists are on the increase in Uganda. Witnesses say the clashes largely stem from police trying to break up opposition gatherings. Human Rights Watch and the UN Human Rights Office recently both condemned what they call inhumane treatment of detainees by police and the use of tear gas and rubber bullets. Meanwhile, rights group Privacy International released a report this month saying that the government has installed surveillance software in hotels and government buildings to spy on journalists and political opponents. The government says the documents in the report are not authentic. Elizabeth Pola, Kampala, Uganda.
Russian officials have given international news organizations their first inside look at Russia's air operations in Syria. The Russian Defense Ministry flew Moscow-based reporters Thursday to an airbase near the coastal city of Latakia. Journalists witnessed Russian combat jets and helicopter gunships flying from the base. Russia's defense minister says his government plans to build a military base on the Kuril Islands, along with four Arctic bases that should be completed by 2018. Sergei Shoigu told Russian news agencies Thursday the military is planning to put a large modern base on the islands with equipment necessary for border protection. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is accusing the Czech Republic of detaining migrants and refugees in degrading conditions. Zaid Rahad Al-Hussein says credible reports from various sources indicate a systematic violation of migrants' rights. Economic reports released Thursday indicate the U.S. job and housing markets are improving. The number of Americans signing up for unemployment compensation hovered near a 40-year low last week. The report may be evidence U.S. domestic demand is strong enough to offset weak overseas markets. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.